Okay, let's begin. Sheepus. Here we go. We had a challenging Ahmed there in Sheepus, but we weathered it through, and we came out stronger on the other side. So let's go looking again at the bottom there. Nice, famous Agarata. So we said that the two dots, Amr le bar hehe le Hillel, bar hehe says to Hillel, hi le himanos, what do you mean, to that which is lacking can't be counted? Means that which is counting can't be, by the two dots in the middle of the Amud. Le himalos, it should say, mi boile, it should say that it can't be refilled after you something is lacking. Rather, elezeh shemanu chaveiro dvar mitzvah v'hu lo nimne, rather, if they appointed you something for a dvar mitzvah and you're not going to be counted with them. You're not part of the Shema. You're not part of the Shmona Esrei. So Tanya mechun similar brisa meuvas lo yachol litkon ze shebitel kriyas Shema shel Shachris. That's a person who's mevatel kriyas Shema shel Shachris or kriyas Shema shel Arvis o shebitel tefila shel Shachris o tefila shel Arvis. Chisaron lo yachol lihimanos, lacking cannot be counted. That's when his friends counted him for a dvar mitzvah who lo nimrim and he doesn't include himself with them. So Amrle bar hey hey to Hillel, bar hey hey says to Hillel, my dechti, what does it say? What does it mean when it says in Malachi, right? When it says in Malachi, "V'shaftim ureisem ben sadik l'rasha, ben oved elokim la'asher lo avdo." Why do you need the distinction of tzaddik and rasha, and also oved elokim and asher lo avdo? Isn't that distinction the same thing? So Amrle Hillel answers bar hey hey, avdo v'lo avdo. It means one who serves Hashem but does not have served him. They're both tzaddikim. However, you could have a difference in levels. Eina dome shona perk mea pamim, l'shona perko mea ve'echa, to one who does it 101. So Amrle bar hey hey says to Hillel, umishum chad zimne kari le lo avado. And because he didn't review it one extra time, he's called lo avado, someone who doesn't serve God. So Amrle in, yes, tzeu lamad mishuk shel chamarim, go and learn from the market of donkey riders, donkey drivers. Asara parsi bezuze, a journey of 10 parses costs 1 zuz. Chadasar parsi, 11 zuz, 11 parses though, all of a sudden you go up one parsa, the price goes to 2 zuzim. So you see that one more doesn't necessarily correlate as equivalent. Once you start going up at the higher amounts, it's more intense. Yeah, the power of compounding. Amrle Eliyahu bar lebar hehe. Eliyahu says to bar hehe. Right? We know Eliyahu and Navi never died. So Eliyahu says to bar hehe. Amrle, some say that Eliyahu said to Lazar, my dechtiv, what does it mean when it says, hinei tzarfticha velo bekesef becharticha bechor oni? I refined you, not with fire that smelt silver, but however, I have given you the fire of poverty. That's what's going to mold you. This is Yishayahu. This is a precedent that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes sends challenges, difficulty, to refine us, to rid us of our bad midos. Melamed shechazar HaKadosh Baruch Hu al kol midos tovas liten liYisrael, v'lo motza ela anias. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going over all the different situations that might benefit the Jews most, and he found that we're at our best during poverty. It has the capacity to humble us a little bit. Jews could get out of control when they have money. So Hashem says the best thing for a Jew sometimes when they don't have money. The Noam Elimelech davened that all his descendants should be poor. Amr Shmuel Vite, I remember I was dating my wife, and a guy came over to me in Manhattan and said to me, he's a descendant of the Noam Elimelech, and he's the poorest guy in Manhattan. I'm like, oh, why are you telling me? He goes, because that was what the Noam Elimelech was, his bracha. All of a sudden, my future father-in-law came back from Eastern Europe, a trip. He says, I have good news. He goes, what is it? He goes, we're a descendant. Your future wife is a descendant of the Noam Elimelech. I'm like, shkoyach, shkoyach. Amar Shmuel, Itamar Yosef, Haida Damri Inche, Ya, Anius Lihuda, poverty is good for the Jewish people. Kibarza Sumakal Asuse Chior, like a red strap to a white horse, right? It fits. That red color emphasizes the whiteness of the horse. It looks good together. It's a nice look. So too, poverty looks good on us. All right, Rav Shimon ben Menasya said, what is me'uvas lo yachol litkon? That which is crooked cannot be straightened. It's habol erva v'olim en mamzer. That's one who has relations with an erva and they have a mamzer. It's too late. You can't fix it. Hold it in. That's if you gave birth to a mamzer. Lo livid, if you didn't give birth to a mamzer, then it's not fixable, because Atanya Rishimanasya says
it's not fixable.
It's not fixable. If you didn't give birth, you could repair it. You didn't do anything. Yeah, I mean, you didn't get right. Well, yeah, is that what it means? But if you didn't give birth, meaning you didn't pregnant her. Rabbi Shimon Asi says, "Go to if a man steals, efshar shiachzir gneva v'yitakin. It's possible to return the stolen article and fix it. Goes a lot of them. If a man robs, he can return his gzela v'yitkan and correct it. But abal eshesish. But once you sleep with the wife of another man, and now she's usher to her husband, right? She's usher to her husband. You can't fix. What do you mean you could fix that?" Right, if she willingly commits adultery, she's usher to her husband. So nitrim and ol malcha, he's thrown out from the world and goes away. He's finished. Rav Shimon Yochai says, "Ein omer bekaro gamal bekaro chazir." You don't say check a camel, check a pig. Ela bakrotel, you say check a lamb. Meaning the only animal there that could be used for a korban is a lamb, and you can't use a camel or a pig. So only a person who is straight could be said to have become crooked. Right, you don't check a pig to see if now it's no longer fit for anything. It was never fit. The pig was never fit for anything. What are you going to check? Same thing here. Muvas lo yechol litkon has to be something that originally was fit and now is no longer roy for anything. So what is that? That's a Talmud Chacham who separates himself from Torah. Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish says, "Kol Talmud Chacham Shapirish ben Torah, alav akasav omer, kitzipor nodedes min kina, kien ish nodedes min koma. Like a bird wandering from its nest, so is a man who wanders from his place." The omer, and we say, "Ma matzu avoseinu bi avil ki rachko mela. What wrong did your forefathers find in me that they distanced themselves from me?" You see, it's talking about someone who was previously close to Hashem, and then all of a sudden they are distant. So just a few items here that I want to share with you, Bein. If we have time, we'll take a look review again. The question is why the Mishnah chose the example of someone who sleeps with a arayas and they give a mamzer. Why not choose murder? I mean, you can't make that. Once you kill, you can't fix that. Once you kill someone, it's over. Right? The example, prototype example of that which is now is mu'uvas lo yachol litkon, is someone who sleeps with a gilui arayas and has a mamzer. You can never take that back. What could you take back when you kill someone? There were so many examples. Tosfos discusses...
when you kill somebody, you chayve. In other words, yeah, you can't take back...
But you can't take it back. No, the guy's dead.
But the murderer is one time people forget about, but a mamzer stays
right.
Forever.
So either one of those could be the approach. Yeah. The Rishonim talk about... Oh, very good. Very good. That's not bad. The mamzer can't unmamzer. The Rishonim talk about that this is in front of you. The kid's running around every day. The dead, you'll get what is done is done. You'll get over it, whatever it is. Everybody will move on in their lives. The kid is running around. Mamzer boy is running around town. Everywhere you go, at the pizza shop, you'll see him everywhere. It's always right in front of you. The Minchas Chinuch has a famous piece here in his opening piece in the Minchas Chinuch on Puravu. He has a famous piece here where he says the Gemara seemed to imply that where it talks about can you be yotzei pruruvu with a mamzer? Can you be yotzei yerchi of pruruvu with a mamzer? So he says, isn't it mitzvah above avera? But he says it's not mitzvah above avera. Why? Because it's not beidna. When you're yotzei the mitzvah and when you commit the avera are not the same time. So it's a famous minchas chinuch. It sounds like you can be yotzei pruruvu with a mamzer. Rav Yaakov Emden has a bunch of radical tshuvas. Wild, he's famous for his tshuva on a pilegesh, that he talks about the positives of having a pilegesh. Everyone argues on him and a lot of his tshuvas, but he has another tshuva where he has an eishes ish who's pregnant and she wants to do tshuva to have an abortion. And she's going to stare at this baby her whole life, right? She was, she got pregnant from cheating on her husband, but now she wants to live the straight life, right? And she's going to have to see this baby the rest of her life. Can she have an abortion? So if Yaakov Emden has a wild tshuva, he says, since she's already deserving of death penalty, gavra katila, she's dead anyways. What she can do what she wants. She's walking dead. So she can take care and do the abortion anyways. It's a wild tshuva. I'm simplifying him. It's a long tshuva. But nobody holds by that. Listen, Ravaj Yosef lets her go pretty far for the sake of embarrassment, but not abortion. For example, a balas tshuva doesn't want to tell him about her past life. He lets her, but and if she says about the pigeon of Ben, or pigeon of Ben, that he's going to make the bracha, does she have to say anything? And it was 25 years ago. She lit another life somewhere else. So Rav Aji Yosef allowed the bracha of Atola so as not to mevayish her, that something else happened. The Kli Yakar in Ve'ez Chanan says that he's talking about this. We said, Eino Doma is someone who learns 101 times to 100 times. He says like this, that we know, and he writes in Ve'ez Chanan, the Isser of forgetting what you learn. So the word Zachar is 227 in Gematria. Shachach, forget, is 328. What's the difference between Zachar and Shachach is 101. It's a great Gematria there, 101. That's where the number is derived from, or a remez to the number, 101 times.
So
just,
it's 101.
Why we said you have to learn 101 times, not 100. Why is not enough? So let's see the Gemara run through it one more time. Amrle bar hehe lehilal highly himanus. Why does it say that which is counted can't be counted? Sidli himalus can't be filled. Mi barile elazesh shemenu chaveru dvar mitzvah. Who lo nimnei doesn't count some of them. Tanya mehachim uzlo choligon zeh shbitul kriish mashal shachris. O kriish mashal arvis. O shbitul tefil shachris. O shal arvis chisaron lo yichol himanus. That's nimnu chaveru dvar mitzvah. Who lo nimnei is not counted. Amrle bar hehe lehilal. My dichti. What does it mean when it says v'shaftem reisem? And you will see bein sadik larusha lekim lasher lo abdo hainet tzadik. I don't even say. Category, Hainu Russia, Hainu Asher Lo Avdo. So I'm really Avdo Velo Avdo. He could serve and not serve. And they're both tzaddikim at the same time. How? Because Eino Dome Shona Perko Mea Pam Lashona Perko Mea Bechad, 101 to 1. So Amrle Mishum Chad Zimna, because one more time he's called Lo Avdo. Amrle In, yeah, Tselem Mishuk Shal Chamarim. Go look in the shuk of the donkey drivers that Asara Parsi Bezuzi. They cost 10 parsis to go on a travel. They cost a zuz. Chadas are suddenly 11. It goes for 2 zuz. The ratio changed. Amrle Alehel Labar Hey. Amrle Razamad Yachivin Itzra Avticha Lo Bekesed Lo Bechartiha Bechorani. I forged you not with silver, but I forged you in poverty. Malamich Chazar Kosh Baruchu. On all the midos tovus to give to Israel, and he found the most fitting for them, or surely there is poverty. It looks good on a Jew, poverty. Red on a white donkey looks nice. Looks good at that. Looks good over there. So that's the mashal that's used. We'll stop there for today.